What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. This is the very first episode of our fourth season of Track Talk. I cannot believe we've been doing it for this long. At the same time, it feels like we just started it yesterday. We have an action-packed episode. I'm hoping that that precedes a action-packed season for us. I'm so ready to be back recording every week with you, Emma. Welcome back to you as well.
I'm so excited. Like season four, which is weird to think about that. Like we've been doing this is now our fourth year to just yapping about cars in Formula One and IndyCar and like our lives. It's strange. Last season we did our hyperfixations, but we did it at the end of the episodes. And I think we should start with our hyperfixations just so, because
I was
listen,
thinking about this too.
Were you? Okay.
I was thinking about this too. Okay. So the term hyperfixation, I brought it up because that's what you and I use with each other, but it's very broad. And sometimes we would be hyperfixating on a food, and sometimes one of us would be hyperfixating on a person. And I feel like, what if we did like what I'm watching, reading, eating, drinking?
I like that, except my diet is the same every week and it has been for the last 3 years. So I'm never eating anything interesting.
Okay. So let's do what I'm watching and what I'm reading and then something I'm consuming. Does that help?
That I like that. Eat, okay. Watching, reading, consuming. I like that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you have something on the brain. So please take it away.
Okay, well, I'm reading Game Changers, the first book in the Heated Rivalry series. I'm kind of obsessed with it so far. I literally just started it yesterday, but then I work, so I have a part-time job at a bookstore, and I convinced two other people to buy it instead of buying. They were just going to buy Heated Rivalry, which is like the second or third book in the series, and I was like, no, start with Game Changers. And so look at me go. Anyway, so I'm reading that, obsessed. I am watching The Pitt. And I am obsessed with The Pitt. It's so bad. And I blame Boston. You know, we all know and love our Boston. She got me into it. And now I'm hooked. I can't stop thinking about it. I had a dream where I was working in The Pitt, which is like, it's a medical ER series. I do not belong in an ER room at all. But I'm obsessed with that show. That's all I'm watching right now. Like episodes drop weekly, but I'm just all over it on social media. And then what I'm consuming, a lot of, you know what? Actually, I'm going to do, but what I'm not consuming. I'm doing dry January and it's great. And I haven't, listen, we are 25 days into the month and it's great. And maybe I'll do dry February as well. You know what? That's what I'm not consuming. Does that work? Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a friend. We make the rules here, babe. Like no one tells us what you can and cannot do. I had a friend last year who started with dry January, went to dry February, and ended up not drinking for the entire year. So it definitely, like, once you stop and like you start feeling different, I think it's like kind of addicting, and you can kind of like, it's like a, like, how far can I push myself? How long can I see how I can do this? I'm not saying you're gonna do it all year, because like the beer can does exist, but
I
applaud you. I live damp, so it wouldn't have had the same effect on me, but I always love hearing what my friends after Christmas do dry January and how much better they feel.
I do. I feel great.
Good.
I love it. Okay, your turn.
Okay. What am I not watching right now? I'm watching Traitors. Traitors is so fucking good, you guys. Honestly, it's like my favorite like game show right now. It's so good. Emma, I highly would recommend. It's like a game of murder. Did you ever play like murder, like assassin or werewolf?
I played werewolf a lot. I tried watching Traitors. Not this season. I don't know. I don't think it's for me. I just don't think. I also hate game shows.
Okay.
I like Big Brother. And I think it's kind of similar-ish, kind of.
There are Big Brother alum on Traitors, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I hate a game show. I hate game shows. I hate
them. Okay, then never mind. You might not like it. but Traitors I'm watching. Love Island All-Stars I'm watching. Those are both weekly. Tell Me Lies I'm watching. That's weekly. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Okay. I watch a lot.
When do you have time?
I watch a lot of TV. I also consistently watch Southern Charm, Summer House, and Southern Hospitality, which those are all coming. Southern Hospitality and Southern Hospitality and Summer House are coming back next week. So I am locked the fuck in. I watch a lot of TV. Movies, not so much. Although I did watch a movie I haven't seen last night, the
Which
first time
movie?
ever. This is so fucking embarrassing.
Say it.
Legally Blonde.
You've never seen Legally Blonde? That's shocking.
It is because I really resonated with Elle Woods.
I know you would. Like,
Yeah.
that's very much you. You know what? Hannah also watched in Enchanted. Was it Enchanted? No,
Nope.
not Enchanted.
Tangled.
Tangled. She watched Tangled for the first time last 2 weeks ago. And you were hooked. You
Yes,
liked that movie.
because
I
I like
looked
that movie a
over.
lot because.
I was worried. Like, I was on my laptop and I looked over and you were just like so zoned in on it.
I was because I know that they casted the live action Tangled and I love My Little Manheim and I was like, okay, I need to know like how good of a casting that is though. And it was spot on
Spot on.
fantastic. So you knew the words. You definitely like have your Tangled
I love
like
Tangled.
stuff fact in your brain. Yeah.
I have a dream. I have a dream. Like,
I was singing Mother Knows Best like
that's a good song.
all day after. Okay, what I'm reading, so funny you should say this.
It's right there. Is it Heated Rivalry? No, she's read Heated Rivalry.
No, I have not. I am reading Game Changer as well.
Oh my God, we're reading the same thing. Oh, I love
Same
that.
thing. Yeah.
Ooh.
I was finishing a book that I had started reading before. And so I didn't start this till actually yesterday night. So I am on Game Changer. I'm sure I'm gonna fly through this. I have Heated Rivalry. I need to get the rest because that is something that over the break, I would say I did hyperfixate over. I watched it 3 to 4 times. I listen to all the songs. I made everybody at Ford do Heated Rivalry TikToks with us. So I hyperfixated over Heated Rivalry. Now I'm changing. I'm pivoting slightly to People We Meet on Vacation. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Tom Blythe. I just.
I love Tom Blythe and I will watch it, but I think I want to read the book first. And I have, it's not the next book I'm reading, so I don't know when I'm going to get to it.
I'm going to advise you not to because I think you might be disappointed.
You think I should watch the movie first and then read the book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Noted.
Okay. Consuming. I am consuming. Oh, there's this new flavor of Olipop. It's Shirley Temple, which they do Shirley Temple differently in the States than they do at home. So there's no orange in it because like at home a Shirley Temple has orange juice. But here it's just like grenadine and Sprite, and it's very good.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That
Shall we
is.
get into our motorsports part
Let's.
of the program?
Yeah, let's talk about Ford. Let's. This is what the episode's going to be mostly on is Ford season launch 2026.
I want to
We.
talk about Ford.
Yeah, I want to talk about Ford. I've been wanting to talk about Ford since we landed back home. We had the opportunity to go, thanks to Ford Racing, to go to Detroit for their season launch. And I know everyone knows that Ford and Red Bull are collaborating this year with the engine. Ford is now the powertrain for Red Bull. But they had a lot of other stuff going on this week. And it wasn't just the announcement of the Red Bull and the livery. Like, we had a jam-packed week and it was a lot of fun. And it was cold. So it wasn't really a difference in temperature for us, but that's fine. I digress. It's
We had a lot going on. We can start chronologically. You and I both flew in on the Monday night.
fine.
We didn't have anything on our schedules till Tuesday. So
No, so we went
Tuesday,
to Target.
we did go to Target and then had a little dinner with Neha, who you guys definitely know of in the space. And she was just, Emma's met her. Emma traveled to Spain with her. I had never met her before, but we chat often and I knew that we would be very close friends. However, what I did not suspect was that Boston would have much more in common with Neha than either you and I did.
Yeah, Boston and Neha are now best friends. So we're the third and fourth wheels at this point. Boston told me at one point, she's like, I love you and I love Hannah, but Neha is leading the race for best friend. And I was like, okay, fair. I get it.
Fair. So funny. So they happened to bond over the Lonely Island podcast and SNL. I grew up watching SNL. I love SNL. I still watch it religiously. And but I don't listen to the Lonely Island podcast, but I know all the jokes. So I was like, yesterday I was looking for a new podcast because it's really cold here. I don't want to go outside. And I was like, what can I listen to? And then I'm like, I could listen to the Lonely Island because I would understand. I think it's funny, but I don't want Boston and Neha to think that I'm trying to take their thing.
Oh my God. They wouldn't think that. They'd be happy that you're
So
listening to it.
Maybe I will.
That's funny. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So Monday
Tuesday,
night.
yes.
Yeah. Go for it.
Tuesday, we were able to see the early release of the new Bronco RTR and the Ford Mustang Dark Horse SC. If you were to ask James Coker, he would say the SC stands for super cool, I think.
Not, no, super cool.
Super, super, I can't say it like that. Anyway, apparently it means supercharged. Who knew? Not me. But that was an intense experience, like both releases. And I'm gonna be totally honest here. I'm not a car person, and I've said this time and time again on this podcast. I don't like driving. I don't like my car. I don't want to be the one driving. I do not care what I drive. But I want a Bronco and I want a Dark Horse, Mustang Dark Horse, so bad right now. I'm like waiting for them to actually release it so I can see how much it costs so I can maybe start saving up to finance it, because that is the it is a cool car. Like I was so hooked.
I want to set the scene a little bit more intense than that. So we go through the Bronco briefing in the morning. The Bronco was really cool. We have time in the afternoon. We do sim racing.
My God, we did do sim racing.
But the sim race, it was like nothing I have ever experienced in my life. It was like a real, I don't even know how to say it without sounding so dumb. It was like a real race car or like performance sim. Where like
Yeah.
now the buck, so like the vehicle that we're in was like a deconstructed F-150, and track started on a highway in an F-150, and then we switched over into a Bronco on off-road track, off-road course, and you felt everything beneath you. You felt the vehicle speed up. You felt the vehicle slow down when you were on the off-road courses. You felt every pothole and change in elevation, and it was the coolest thing I've ever experienced. As far as like, I can't believe that they're able to replicate every single thing that a performance car or a road car could run into in this simulator.
And
It was unbelievable.
I don't it's so it was wild, because like I've done iRacing, like I have my parents have like the steering wheel, I've done the F1 2024 game, but like it we sound so stupid, but like it feels like you're actually in the vehicle, like, and like the screen around you, it's like it is like it's not 360, but it sure has hell feels like it, because like that's all you see. And I know that like this is what sim drivers or like test drivers, like that's what they practice in, is like that
Yeah.
whole setup. And it's like, I don't know, it's pretty cool. I was like, I kind of loved it. Like it was so much fun. It was weird, and it was also fun though, and it was nice because we're watching people in the sim, like we're behind the glass, we're watching people do it, but we could talk to them. We turned the microphones on, which was really fun, so that was a nice little added bonus to that.
Yeah, so Emma sped the entire time. We were told to stand or a certain speed for pretty much both courses. You could only go up to 80 on the highway and only up to 45 on the off-road track. Emma was at least 5 miles per hour over on both of those tracks, sometimes 10. And I don't think anybody had the heart to tell you to slow down.
No one told me to slow down. I think you did. You told me to slow down over the microphone at one point, but
Neha did put the police siren on
yeah,
for
that
you to
was
hear.
funny. That was pretty good. I liked that. I was like, oh fuck, okay, I'll pull over. I'll pull over.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. You listen, I'm feeling the breeze in my hair. I'm at the open road, I'm gonna speed.
You're not looking at speed, clearly. Not looking at
I'm not
speed.
looking at the speedometer at all. I'm just like, wow, how did they CGI this? Like, I'm so fascinated by everything else. I'm just gonna keep driving. But then they stop
Yeah.
you at a certain point, and it's jarring because like you literally are like brought back to reality. It's so weird. It's like
Yeah.
VR, pretty
Yeah.
much.
It was such a cool experience. That is something I will never forget. And I actually have the footage from our simulators in my email that I would love to like input somewhere or make a video with, because it
Oh my
was very,
God.
very cool.
Yeah, we do have it. I totally forgot that they sent us the video. Okay, I need to watch it.
I think if we could find the video of.
I mean, I know this video is going to be better than Ford last year, because the video I got from Ford last year was my face just squished in my helmet, like this. I don't need another video of that. I have. I'm good.
Never forget. But yeah, sim racing was super cool. We super cool. We then move into, so we've done Bronco briefing in the morning, we've done sim racing, then we move into Mustang Dark Horse SC briefing. Okay. We enter this room. Tell me what you thought the room reminded you of.
Okay, well, the room reminded me of every single disaster film when all of the important people in the heads of state are sitting around tables with microphones trying to determine a game plan for do we evacuate these states? Do we evacuate? What do we do? Like, it literally reminded me of like, this is where all the big decisions are made in this room right here. 'Cause like how the tables are facing each other and like with all the microphones. That was my thought. I was like, I'm about to make a life-changing decision at this table right now. I didn't. I ate lunch, but
Right. I thought you were going to say Avengers Campus, to be fair.
interesting. Okay, yes, that too. Now that you're saying that, absolutely. I think, listen, one of my favorite movies, it's not on my letterbox, one of my favorite movies is The Day After Tomorrow. And so I just thought of that instantly. So what
Okay.
did you think of?
Yes. So Avengers Campus
Yeah.
came to mind. Immediately, Dr. Evil's lair.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Immediately. I love Austin Powers. Immediately, I was like, we're in Dr. Evil's lair, and one of us is going to get thrown into a pit of fire. And actually, the Ford guy, the head of the Bronco briefing, comes up and he goes, this room was actually designed by the Millennium Falcon and also Dr. Evil's lair. And I was like, see, I know ball.
So there was, you know, around us there were screens, but on like one side there was a glass. It looked like a window, like a fogged glass window. And then when we were told to turn our like when to like turn our attention behind us to like look at the window, it was something out of a movie. Like the fog lifted slowly. We hear the engine revving of the Mustang Dark Horse SC. The lights are like dark blue and just, I'm trying to set a scene. I hope it's working. Dark
Well, the
blue.
lights on the car were the first thing, too.
Yeah, true. The lights came up before like even the window fully defogged. Like you could see the lights coming through, which was so cool. It was just like, this is, they know what they're doing. This is a show and they're like executing it perfectly. The car is on like a rotating like platform, not plat, like it's not raised, but like a rotating floor, and so it's just turning slowly, the engine's revving. Like it was just the coolest thing in the entire world, and I would like it was something out of a movie. I felt like I was like cast as an extra in like some sort of like Mission Impossible movie. It was so cool. And then they were like,
Yeah,
come look
it
at
was
it
good.
closer, and I was like, we just all booked it to the room. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I don't have much to say about the car itself. Like you said, we're not car people. Did I appreciate the show? Did I appreciate how cool it looked, how cool it sounded? Yes, but like as far as like the aerodynamics of it, the engineering part of it, like I don't get it. So I'm sure it's super fast. I'm sure it's super powerful. That's what they made it sound like. I'm sure it's like going to be a hot commodity in the streets, but like for me, I had more fun playing the Heated Rivalry songs in the car than anything else.
Yeah, we were able to go in the car and I connected my phone to the Bluetooth, which they didn't say we couldn't do, you know? So it's more like ask for forgiveness, not permission. So we connected our phone to the Bluetooth.
Nobody
Nobody
was mad.
was mad. And so we put on
Nobody was mad.
that song from Heated Rivalry where it's like the club song where all the things, you know, that one, and blasted it. And then we put on Eminem after blasting. So obviously we're in Detroit, so we have to put on Eminem. But people are loving it. And like it was so much fun. And we filmed a few Heated Rivalry TikToks with the car. It was amazing. Like it was just so much fun. It was a fun day with like and the Ford team was so great.
So after we are in Bronco briefing, Dark Horse briefing, sim racing, we're tired. We go back to the hotel we have now. We then that evening go to the Detroit Auto Show, which actually opened on the Friday, but the Tuesday night there was, or opened on the Thursday, but the Tuesday night there was a presentation from Ford introducing the Bronco RTR to the world, essentially, not the Mustang. The Mustang has not. Was not announced at that evening, but so Jim Farley, CEO of Ford Racing, was up there giving a whole presentation to a bunch of people, talked about the Bronco RTR, talked about the partnership between Ford and Carhartt, which was really cool.
Yeah.
talked about how they're donating Broncos to certain like rescue efforts and how they are the leading vehicle for off-roading in America. So anyways, super cool. But what was more cool was, what was cooler was that the Ford team had set up this evening, it was a lot of people there, to be like what they called trailgating. So essentially it's like tailgating on a trail. So the backs of the vehicles was where like drinks and food are being prepared, but we were indoors. So
Thank
it's
God.
fake. So there was just like fake rocks and trees.
I kind of vibed with it. Later that night, we had like an impromptu dinner with some other people from the Ford team and like the media and content creators that were invited out. So that was really fun to get to know other people because we were separated into two groups during the day. And so at the dinner, we were all kind of connected for the first time since we all arrived. And so Hannah and you and Boston, I think we're chatting with like Nahan, Zoe, and Hannah that night. I met Gail from Gail's Garages. Like I was by her. So it's nice to just like connect and like just yap and eat after like a busy day of learning about cars.
It's I appreciate the spectacles and the events that we go to, but I also just appreciate sitting at a table and like talking to people, like touching base with I've never met Dev before, Formula Dev, talking to her, talking to Neha. It's just like we are able to like just it's less about like the what we're experiencing and more just about like, oh, like where are you
Connecting.
from? How'd you get started into this? Blah, blah, background stuff. I will say, while there were two groups of influencers, Ford actually did a really cool thing this year, and they flew out people from all over the world. So there was a team of people that came from Australia. There was a team of people that came from China and from Japan. And these people were all brought a journalist or media members from the UK as well. Media members or presenters, podcasters from all over the world were invited to attend this event. And that is something that I thought that Ford did such a good job of, like, when you talk about diversity in the space, just like having people from all over the world coming to report on like what Ford is doing was super cool. And also like different types of media. So like there's podcasters, there's content creators, there's like print journalists, there's radio hosts. And I thought that was super cool that they like were able to like touch on all these different areas of media.
Yeah, that was smart on their end, honestly, like to have so many different outlets and in one room together too. And it was interesting when we were in the area where they were announcing the or like showing us the dark horse. We could see people creating their content and talking about it, and everyone has their own thing. Like we're over here filming a heated rivalry TikTok. Alanis is like actually creating interesting content
And
about the
long
cars,
form.
like long form content, like that sort of thing. We have James who is known for his short form content, and like other people who are actual like car enthusiasts going into detail about the car, like anyway, like all in one room, like taking their turns creating the content, which was on it was fun to watch. Like it was cool. Like you don't see that every day, especially like we don't see that when we go to events like this. Like we're typically with other content creators or we're doing our own things and like we're like in the specific media areas with other people with podcasts, like you know, that sort of thing. So yeah, I applaud Ford for what they did and all the people that they brought in.
Yeah, totally. Just having different media outlets was super cool. So then Wednesday is media day for the Detroit Auto Show. We essentially were able to like pop in kind of whenever we wanted. So we went in the afternoon. The auto show was really cool. It wasn't quite what I was expecting. It was all new stuff, like what Ford, what GM, what these different brands are coming out with, like to go on sale this year. And that was the one thing that I thought was not what I expected. Was it cool? Yes. Did we, I know we were there with Ford, but did we get to see the Cadillac F1 car in person? Yes.
Yes, that was cool.
That evening we had a mixer type dinner at our hotel bar. We just were able to like talk to people that we don't usually get to talk to, spend time with people we don't usually get to spend time with. It wasn't just the the Ford creator team. They had additional influencers there as well. So some people we haven't met before, with some good drinks and good food, and I had a great night.
Thursday was the big day. This was We had like a jam-packed schedule from like first thing in the morning to like pretty much till we went to bed. We knew that Thursday was the F1 livery launch day, the Red Bull livery launch day. And this was also media day for us and like for other content creators. And we knew going into Thursday that we had a few moments. We had like a very slim idea what like who we were chatting with. We had some ideas. How do I word this? Because like the F1, like Red Bull drivers are there, the VCarb drivers are there. They have other Ford drivers that are there, and so we knew that we were going to have a chance to talk to Frankie Muniz. We knew that, or like we were told that we're going to have like a 2-minute photo op with Max Verstappen, and then that's it, like not talking to him. And so, and like Jim Farley, we were able to be in like a media room with him. And so we had ideas of if we were able to have a chance to like say something, what would we say? You know, we're prepared. We're going into this prepared, waking up on Thursday. Except Wednesday at like 11 p.m., we get an email saying, "Oh, we've managed to slot you in for 10 minutes with Daniel Ricciardo." I got no words. I literally have no words. That's what that silence was. What was going through your mind? Because in my mind, I was like, Daniel Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo.
I was like, I actually just went into immediate like business mode. Okay, what does he want to talk about? What can we talk about? I didn't even give myself a chance to think like, wait, I have to introduce myself and then sit down beside him. That didn't even cross my mind. It was just, okay, we need to send in our questions ASAP and they have to be good. And that's what we
What we
did.
did, we literally like so me and Boston had started watching Heated Rivalry, but then as soon as we got this email, we're like, turn it off. We gotta focus. We gotta lock in. So we did, you know, and then after that I was like, I'm going to bed. I need to be well rested for tomorrow. If the only thing that matters tomorrow is meeting Daniel Ricciardo, then I need 10 hours of sleep right now, kind of thing. But we got our questions in time, and like they were approved, like, everything was good. We wake up Thursday. What did we start with? Oh, we started with the powertrain debrief, which I thought was like, I'm not a car person, but this was fascinating. So I don't know much about powertrains when it comes to Formula One. I know the most basic level of stuff because it's not like they have an episode about it on DTS. And also, I'm not an engineer, I'm not a mechanic. I only care if the power unit fails and I need to talk about it on the podcast the next day and being like, power unit, they needed a new one. They have a 10 place grid penalty. Like, I don't really know much about it, but I thought Ford did a really good job of explaining like how they're working with Red Bull and how it's not just like Ford creating a powertrain and Red Bull coming in. It's like, no, they had their like Ford people, Red Bull people working together to create it together, which, you know, I thought that was fascinating. Like, I thought this would typically just be like a Ford job. Like, Ford creates the engine, Ford creates powertrain, Red Bull just takes it over and says, thank you. But no, that's not the case. Which I guess makes sense. But again, I don't think about stuff like this. They had this like VR headset that we had a chance to try on, but basically you could see the unit itself and like pull it apart and take a look at each individual piece. And I don't know how they have the technology for it, but the only thing that was going through my mind was like the scene in Iron Man when Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, was like putting his hand and like moving these pieces in this like VR, not, it wasn't even VR, but it was just, you know, like the display, like the 3D display, and it was like bright and blue, and he's creating the Iron Man suit. And like, that's the only thing I could think of when this guy is showing me the engine. I'm like, you guys, Tony Stark. Like, that is it. That is the same level of, that's what was going through my mind. I was like, this man is Tony Stark. So I put on the VR headset. Hannah didn't because she didn't, she, you were like, this is gonna take my makeup off. And I was like, okay. But it was cool. And I had no idea what I was looking at, but I'm moving the engine pieces and turning it around. And it was so fun. But I, of course, I have, again, no idea what I'm looking at. I feel like I I don't appreciate it as much as I should, but I'm just not, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't go to university for this stuff. I don't know anything about cars, but I appreciated it as much as I could, you know. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't want to come off ignorant at all because it's just not our niche within the space. But there were people there that were car enthusiasts. There were people there that really understand the engineering part of things. There were people there that were on the motorsport side, which would be us, Fan Behavior, James, and Neha and Dev. But the car people don't understand motorsports as much, and then the motorsports people don't understand the engineering part as much. So while this might sound ignorant as like saying like we don't care, it's not that we don't care. It's just that that's not our niche within the space. We don't know what we're seeing, we don't know what we're talking about. I don't want it to come off like we were given this opportunity and we were just like, I don't care. But I do want to say that like there were people there that like definitely understood it and appreciated it more than we did, just because that's what they are into in the space. And they are the same people that didn't take interview requests with Formula One drivers and Ford drivers because that's not their niche within the space. So I think it's important to separate the fact that like there were motorsports and there were car people, and there were a lot of people that really appreciated how Ford was able to explain what the engineering process was with the powertrains. And yeah, that was cool hearing about the team and hearing how they worked together in this off season. That was definitely cool. But that's just not something that like I don't understand the science behind it. I don't understand the engineering behind it. That's not where my background is. That's not where your background is. And that's not what our audience is here to talk about, actually. So I just don't want to sound ignorant at all, you know.
No, that makes sense. And like, if I came across as ignorant, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to. But it was so cool. It was like, I'm so thankful that we had the opportunity to be there, like in that room and listen to it and like be one of the first people to like learn about it and see it. You know, that's incredible. Like, what do you like us? Like, really? Okay, sure. We had lunch there, then we left. We had to go back to the hotel just to get ready for like the rest of the day and the media opportunities that were coming up because like they were back to back to back to back. So we started off there at the, where was it? It was, they had totally fixed up our Detroit Central station, their train station, I guess, had gone
Michigan.
abandoned. Michigan, is that what it's called? Michigan Central?
Michigan Central Station. Yeah.
Perfect, thank you. No one used it, and so I guess Ford had taken it over, and it was like, it's a beautiful building. I can appreciate a nice historic building. Like, I work in that area, in the area of my city where there are historic buildings. Like, I love it. I love history. I love stuff like that. And so being inside that building, I was like, this is beautiful, and this is like an amazing location for a launch event. So the first thing that we had was a photo op with Max Verstappen, and we all, there was, I don't know, there was a lot of us. There were quite a few of us that we were all in the same time frame, like 3 to 3:05. You have one photo with Max, that's it. Like, and so they were very prepared. I would say the Red Bull team and the Ford team were very prepared, like, stand there, smile, get out. We got to get through this. And like, I respect it as someone who like works in the meetings and conventions industry, like, and like has to do all that planning to a T. Like, that was good. And so I'm so thankful that we had even 5 seconds to like have a photo with Max Verstappen, because that's Max Verstappen. This is a four-time world champion. Like, I'm sure you feel the same way, but I feel like it was almost better that we didn't have time to talk to him, because I wasn't prepared if they were all of a sudden to be like, hey, you have 5 minutes, like, what do you want to ask him? Like, do you want to do content? I'd be like, no, like, I'm not ready for that. But Max was very, very professional. Like, he is media trained, and like, we see stuff online all the time about how Max does not want to be in the media. He does not want to take part in, you know, the content creation and like TikToks and reels. Like, we know this about him. And like, I don't blame him for not wanting to do that. He's there to drive, and that's all he wants to do. But he was very nice the entire time. I didn't expect him to be rude, but yeah, like, so we got a photo with Max Verstappen, four-time world champion, Max Verstappen, which is like, Wow. What was going through your mind?
What was going through my mind was, this is Max's fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
There was a step and repeat with 12 different creators lined up to take a photo with him when he walked in. He just stands on the step and repeat, and we filter in. That's his nightmare, I do believe.
Literally
Again,
a room full of content creators. That's his worst fear come to life. And
his worst nightmare.
we're all here.
Correct. And we were joking about that. And then it really truly, he was very nice. That he gave off no indication that he didn't want to be there, but felt like it was his nightmare. Anyways, I will say, you and I probably had the most interaction with him of anybody else, because everybody went and took their photo and moved on. So it was like, J Bone went, Ash went, Caroline went, Neha, Dev, you and I, we go up.
We're a
And
duo.
we're the first group of two. So obviously, we weren't going to take individual pictures. We're going to take a picture together. And I think we caught Max off. I know we caught Max off guard, because he looked at me and he goes, "Together?" And we were like, "Yeah." Like, we didn't give him a second to like even think about it. But we definitely confused him when both of us walked up at once. I thought it would have been like, okay, like two together, whatever. But he very clearly got a little bit confused, which is kind of funny. Like, we threw him off.
We did, which was kind of
And
funny.
then
It's like, buddy,
it was kind of
it's
funny.
just one extra person.
Like,
It's
just like put another arm out, like, it's fine. Then the fan behavior girls filtered in right after us. So he was not as confused when they both went with him. But we did say, I said, "Hi, Max." He says, "Hello." And then I said, "Thank you so much for your time." And he's like, "You're welcome." And that's where, like, I listen to Hannah and Zoe talk about this too. That's where, like, the media training comes in. Like, and I noticed this with Daniel too. It's like, they make eye contact when they greet you. They are responding to everything you say. "Hi, hello, how are you?" "I'm good, thank you." Or like, "Nice to meet you. It was really nice to meet you as well." It's just like, while those like certain social niceties might be intuitive, it is really important that people of their stature, with the media around them, that they do those things, because it just makes people feel like they are actually interested in like meeting you. And they're probably not, because they meet so many people in a day. And like we said, a room full of content creators is Max's nightmare. But it really did feel like in that moment, he was really like happy to meet us. So that might sound silly, but like, that's just, I know that Hannah and Zoe had the same feeling, so I just wanted to bring it up. But we have this photo op with Max. Then we kind of hang around a little bit. We had some time before our next interview, which was going to be Jim Farley. In that time, we're able to kind of check out a little bit of Michigan Central Station. It looked very cool. Like, it really, they did a good job of setting it up for this event. It was probably the perfect venue that there could have been. And I wasn't at last year, so like, I know that you guys said it was a little bit smaller, but sounded like this was perfect. And then it's finally time for us to go back up for interviews, and all the girls are up there. And what I will say is that this is where I saw the Ford team completely come together and put everything that had been in meetings on paper to action. And you and I have been involved in some events, live events, where things do not go smoothly, and it is felt by all of the talent. And it essentially just like ruins the mood almost. Like, there's a heaviness when things are not organized, things are not going well, that like you're harboring that when you're supposed to be like your content self, which is supposed to be like outgoing, right? And I felt in that moment that there was a bunch of different setups, like interview stations, and then there's a step and repeat, and they knew what time everyone was supposed to be where. And yes, there's things out of their control, like drivers coming in from different obligations a little late. Okay, that's fine. But I felt like they had everything under control. I felt taken care of and supported by that Ford team. And like, they knew where we needed to be. They were able to shuffle people around in a really like timely manner. And I just, that's not my, that might, that's your line of work. That's not my line of work. And I think it's probably the best organized event that I've been a part of. And I know that they maybe didn't feel that way in the moment, but I do want the Ford team to know how much we appreciated their hard work in that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, they had it down to like a science. Like they knew exactly what they were doing. And it was impressive. Like they had all these little media rooms set up and they and the thing is like there's a lot of us there. It's not just our group of content creators. Like there's a lot of other people had come in for this specific event and like they knew who everyone was. Like they had done their research. Like they knew we were Track Talk. They knew who James was. They knew who J-Bone was. They knew who like this local radio host was. Like they, which is impressive. Like there's a lot of people there, and to put faces to names like that is like they, yeah. And what did someone call us at one point? Talk track,
Talk track.
talk track, talk track.
That's
You're gonna
okay. We
stand right there. And I was like, yeah, no problem. It's great.
I mean, to give you guys just to give you guys an inside of what it was like Fan Behavior had Daniel Ricciardo for 10 minutes. He came in late. They really only got about 7 minutes with him before they started to get the wrap up. And I felt really bad because that was like their big interview. And then we're talking to Jim Farley. We come out, we think we're going in with Daniel. They're like, GQ Paris is going in. GQ fucking Paris is going in to talk with Daniel Ricciardo before you. Okay. Okay. Merci. And then we go in and we get 10 minutes with Daniel. And it was like, then you come out and then this other group goes in. And I just like was, I felt like
Smooth.
they took out everything, every worry that we had off of us so that we could really just be our authentic content creator podcast ourselves. And I, going into Daniel now, I'm just so thankful that we were given the opportunity. And truly, you guys, we wouldn't get to do any of this without the support of the people that have that listen to the show weekly, that interact with us on socials, that send us DMs and talk about us to your friends. And we built this thing from the ground up. I never thought this past year that we would be part of an interview with Fernando Alonso, with Puma, in a room with Aston Martin execs and Moët execs. Flash forward to this, where I never thought I'd be in a room with Max Verstappen, with his comms team, and then Daniel Ricciardo comes in, and you have 10 minutes to talk to him. 10 minutes is a long time. They were generous with that amount of time that we had, and yeah, would we like to do longer form interviews? Absolutely, but we'll take 10 minutes because I never thought we'd ever even get into that room. So, and it's not having faith in us and the product that we put out. It's just the fact that so many things have to align for this to happen. We have to get connected with the Ford team. We have to, submit questions that are going to be. They have to have time to make these interviews happen because there's so much else going on. And I just, just genuinely from the bottom of our hearts, you guys, thank you so much for listening to the show, for supporting us, for your kind words of engagement on our post, for just making this happen, really.
It really is because of our listeners and our followers that we were able to do that. And so to have the opportunity, like we're not taking it for granted. Like we knew we had a few minutes with Daniel. And so yeah, we'll just like hop into there. I will say our audio was not working for like the first 2 minutes of the interview, which sucked, but it's okay because we made it work. We flowed with it. Daniel was very like, as soon as I noticed, I was like, sorry, your mic's not on. Like, I felt so bad that I had to cut him off and tell him, like, hey, your mic isn't working. And like, Daniel was like, and his team were very nice about it. They didn't like think anything different of us. They were like, oh, this happens, don't worry. It was nice to like still have that moment and like have a few minutes with Daniel. And like, even though it didn't start off the way we wanted, like with the audio, like he was still very professional. Like, he was very understanding and like we made it work and like everything did turn out in the end. And so,
I didn't even feel like the microphone thing was like a big deal, to be honest, like at all in the
okay,
moment. So,
I felt like it was a big deal, so I'm glad you did it.
not all. I maybe that's me being wrong. I don't know, whatever. But just Danny was really fun to talk to, as you guys I'm sure can imagine. He's just very much like what you see on TV. He has that charming personality. He is funny. He wants to make jokes. And I feel like he honestly would have talked to us for so long had he had more time. We were having a good conversation about Enchanté. We were having a good conversation about his partnership with Enchanté and F1 Academy and the female growth of his brand, the female presence within the growth of his brand. And so, I think that now maybe would be a good time to introduce our quick little interview with Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay, the audio was so good, but we're good. I'm so
That's all
sorry.
right. No worries. Good spot, though. Better now than at the end of the interview. All right.
Just talk about the brand.
Yeah.
How it grew.
I'll
What
okay.
you None of that conversation happened.
That's all
Just
right.
try again.
I'll fast forward. So yeah, it was mainly through COVID. There was a bit of just more time to think, and the team also, let's say my personal team, was basically suggesting that we give it another go with the merch. But it was, I was always like, even me saying merch, I was like, I want to build a brand. And they were also on board. Like, you see a lot of people wear race stuff at the track, but at least my opinion was it didn't really look like it fit into the everyday life. Like, someone's walking on the street with like a racing top, they look a bit out of place. So I was like, I want something that people can wear at the track, but also feel comfy, you know, going for a coffee or going to lunch or whatever. So yeah, we slowly tried to build that, and it started with the Rick 3, but then I was like, it still has my like name and number in it. If I retire, then are people still going to want, I don't really want my name on it all the time. So let's go with Enchanté. And it was a bit of a fun word that I was just, I didn't think it would probably stick like it did, but it's been great. And we built it and it's been fun. And now doing the Ford Racing collab has been, I'm like, how the hell did we get here? It's cool. And we got a lot of the team out here this week, and it's even for them, they're just like seeing it come to life now. It's building something that we're proud of ultimately. And thank you for liking it. And that's really all we want. Like, as if people enjoy it and feel like they're part of, ultimately a little community, then that makes us happy.
Mm-hmm. I think when we became fans of motorsports, this was a few years back, it was really hard to find something that felt like it resonated with us being young, female, and Enchanté definitely was one of those first brands where we were like, we got it. He awesome. Did the thing that we were looking for. And that's why we've been able to continue to support, because it's ever changing. Enchanté rhymes with so many words.
Yes.
So there's always a new collection.
But even all that, we didn't know. Like, it kind of just happened. But we read your email and we just produced everything you wanted. So you're welcome.
Pivoting a little bit, since last year, Enchanté has had a partnership with an F1 Academy team.
Yep.
What about F1 Academy and the core values of Enchanté as a brand felt like a great partnership to enter into?
Yeah, so for me, I was also, especially as I transitioned out of racing, and it was, okay, how can we still get the brand out there? And it had resonated really well with female audience. Mm-hmm. And it was... We saw that, okay, when I'm involved, obviously through my racing career, like, yes, that helps push it. But I was also like, I don't really want to be the face of this all the time. I would love to help someone else and get excited. And then with Rafa, that was pretty much how it came about. And we had obviously a relationship with VCarb, and we knew a lot of people there. And when the first talk started, the team was very excited. And I was like, absolutely. And Rafa, I met her for the first proper time in New York, and we spoke and we chatted, and she was excited just to be a part of it. And I was excited to see her excited and to see our little logo on the race suit or on the car. Mm-hmm. So it was also a way to stay attached to motorsport, mm-hmm. not only our audience, but motorsport, but without the spotlight being on me. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see someone else get excited, mm-hmm. and someone else get the attention, mm-hmm. and I can just be happy for them.
Yeah. Okay, so fashion is a huge part of our lives, obviously a huge part of your life. So what do you hope Enchanté and F1 Academy partnership represent for the next generation of girls, like fans and drivers alike?
I mean, I hope it encourages them ultimately. I mean, I obviously Rafa's doing her thing and the Academy has grown the last few years, and I'm, Enchanté, hopefully it grows and creates a bit more buzz. But yeah, look, there's no secret that my name is still behind it. So between that, the brand, the Academy, Rafa, and the next up and coming drivers, they can see that, okay, this is actually a real thing, and we can travel the world, we can race cars, we can have fun, we can maybe get to the top with it, or maybe just have some awesome life experiences. And I think that's also it. Like, the brand, I want it to remain fun. And I think that's, my career took me to the top level of the sport. But ultimately, I just always wanted to make sure I was having fun racing. So I was lucky to where it took me. But yeah, I think there's a way that that can still be fine. And you don't maybe get to the very top. But it's just more encouraging people and especially girls that it's been hard for so many years to have a crack and see where it takes you.
What's something you'd love to release?
Oh.
Have you thought about that? Something that you brought to the drawing board and your team's like, no.
I mean, well, I don't know. Like we get a lot of requests. So I had my godson. That's the word, right? I'm godfather. Yeah, godson. Yeah. So my godson and his sister in the UK sent me a video message less than 2 weeks ago. And they basically pitched like a little proposal for children's clothes for like a little petit enchanté.
Yes.
So we have had that a few times, more than a few times. So like that would be cool. I would love to do that. We're also just taking it one step at a time. But yeah, that would be cool.
I'd buy it. I'm about to become an aunt. Not a mom, an aunt.
Yeah.
So I'd buy it. I'd buy the petit enchanté.
I have a niece and nephew as well, and I give him like my stuff that doesn't fit me anymore, but it's still pretty big on him.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Well, thank you for chatting with us about the brand, about the partnership with F1 Academy. It's been incredible.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're supportive. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys. I don't know about you, but every time I hear that, I just get a little more starstruck because I just can't believe we were in that moment. And I wasn't nervous going in at all, but I was shaking in the room. Like my hands were just like shaking a little bit.
Really?
But I wasn't nervous like asking questions. Yeah. I wasn't nervous asking him questions or like looking at him or talking to him, clearly because I showed him a picture of Stella in a Buffalo Bills jersey, which he did enjoy. But like, I think that's not our space. Like, it's not our setup. It's like not super comfortable. I don't like talking to a mini mic. And so I wasn't like the most comfortable version of myself. So I was like shaky a little bit, but yeah, I hope that didn't come across, obviously.
I didn't think it came across. I mean, even just like watching it back, like, I don't think it came across like that. So I think it was good. It was fun. And like, yeah, you showed him a photo of Stella in the Bills jersey, which was cool. I showed him the tattoo that I got that was inspired by him. It's all good, all ways. And so like, to have those little moments, not included in the interview, but just like to like be just ourselves and like not like just to be like, hey, thank you for literally being an inspiration. Like, this is how you affect us like in our daily lives in a good way. It was nice to just like connect on that level outside of like an interview or like content creation. Right. So he was so nice. Like,
I want to also say that he didn't think it was weird that you showed him your tattoo, because I think some people will be like, wait, is that weird? He did not think it was weird at
no,
all. He actually said that he had somebody earlier in the day have him write all good always on a piece of paper because they were going to get a tattoo. So like, he's like, some public figures I think would be weirded out. Daniel Ricciardo was absolutely not one.
Yeah. Like, if I think so, even as a joke, if I were to like, because I have a 3 tattoo, which is not for Daniel Ricciardo, not for Max Verstappen, it's for me. But if I, as a joke, even showed Max, like, hey, I have this tattoo for you, like, he'd be like, why? Like,
that would not go over well.
Like, that would, like, that would be the totally different interaction. He'd be like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
that would not go over well.
Nice.
But I think too that, like, when you got it, like, you knew that, like, Daniel would also, like, be okay with that, like, in a way, like, he just has that aura of, like, he says these inspiring things, and I think that he like appreciates when people like, he has
resonate with it,
like,
yeah,
we're like, yeah, resonate with what he says, like, so anyways, so yeah, we talked to Daniel Ricciardo. That was fucking crazy. The cable knit sweater was so good too that he was wearing. Then we go downstairs to the Red Bull car launch.
We talked to Frankie Muniz. So after Daniel Ricciardo, immediately went to go chat with Frankie Muniz. And I had met Frankie last year. And he'd actually driven me around the Speedway last year, which was super cool. But earlier in the night, I actually yelled at him. I didn't mean to yell at him. I was trying to get an autograph for my mom and it didn't work out. And so I said, Frankie, shit. And then like turned and ran away. And it was like a really awkward interaction. So I apologize for that when I did meet Frankie later on. But he's just they're just guys. Like, these are just dry, like, they're just regular people. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, like, he was so cool with it. He was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. And then so we interviewed him. We asked a few questions about his racing career, because he's racing in the Craftsman Truck Series. We talked to him about the reboot of Malcolm in the Middle a little bit, because that's super fun, and just like how he balances that. And then, yeah, like, he's easy to talk to. Like, you wouldn't think, like, oh, this guy is a child star turned race car driver. Like, he's like, you could just easily have a conversation with him. I don't know.
Yeah, he was easy to talk to. He was like probably the perfect person we could have talked to after Daniel, because like it was like low stakes, like he made you feel comfortable as well. And I was not shaking during that part. He even agreed to like take a full group photo with all the girlies, which we can maybe insert that here.
Yeah.
Because
that was fun.
That was so
like
fun.
All the girlies were like, Frankie, can we just all of us? Thanks.
Yeah. And he was just game for it. Like, I feel like he was just like, I don't know. We made a big fat liar TikTok with him.
I'm waiting for you to post it.
Well, I wanted this to come out.
Okay, fair.
But yeah, I will post it. Because it was really silly. And I don't know. I just, anytime I meet these guys and they're like just so willing and wanting to like participate in your like crazy little silly content creation ideas, I just appreciate that. And I have respect for that. So Frankie was super cool. And then we go downstairs, which is actually where the Red Bull Racing car launch was beginning. We almost missed the start. They unveiled the Dark Horse SC to the world. Ryan Blaney drove it through Michigan Central Station. Pretty fucking cool. The setup was just so cool, you guys. Like, they had like Red Bull cocktail stations where you could get like, you could just get a Red Bull. You could just get whatever, straight. Or they were making Red Bull margaritas or Red Bull Hugo spritzes. Get the fuck out. I love a Hugo spritz. I love a Red Bull. Like, put it together. And that was like the best thing I could have had. The lines were kind of long, so I ordered two. So I was double fisting for a little bit. But that was, I didn't eat it all though that night. And I probably should have, but I didn't, that like, I just wasn't hungry. And then the car launch begins. And this is where the only part of the night where I felt like shit, that might have been a little bit unorganized, because technically us as part of the Ford media team should have had a spot, a designated area to stand in front of the stage.
Which we did.
But it got so crowded and packed in near the stage that we couldn't get to the area where we were able to go in. So Emma and Neha went and pushed through the crowd. That's not my journey. So I stayed back with Zoe and Boston and Dev on like the media risers, but you guys got close.
Yeah. So we went to the VIP section that we thought was ours, and we were told, no, you don't belong here. Not in that way, but it was like, no, this is for like drivers and Red Bull execs. Like, your spot is middle front. And the girl was like, you're gonna have to push your way. And I'm a concert goer. I'm always on the floor. I'm used to pushing, and I'm like, okay, say less. So I start going, and Neha's behind me, and I know she's behind me, and then I just assume everyone else is behind Neha. I was wrong, and I apologize. I should have looked. I didn't. So when we're pushing, we're going, saying sorry excuse me. For the most part, people are like, whatever, it's fine, like, it's, they're letting us go. But then we get to like a standstill and people are not moving. And so we looked to our left, and where the VIP section was, and who is there but Frankie Muniz, the man we had just talked to 10 minutes ago. And him and his team, they see us, they recognize us, and they literally were like, just duck under. And so we did. We ducked under like the rope that was there and made our way to the front of that section. And I don't know how we ended up like where we did, but we were right at the perfect angle of where the Red Bull car was. And I was like, I'm not moving from this spot. You're going to have to like drag me away if I need to leave. Like, I'm not moving. And it was the perfect location to get like the angle when they lifted up the tarp or whatever. Like, I'm going to like that. I want that moment tattooed on my body. Like, that was such a cool place to stand. And I'm so sad that you guys weren't with us to experience that. And like, I'm sorry, I thought you guys were just behind Neha, and I thought we were just in a train. Like, I'm so sorry. But at that point, I was like, I'm not leaving to go get them. Like, I cannot move.
That would have been dumb. We also could probably have continued to push, but like, that's not my journey. I don't like pushing people and crowds. And I
it's
don't.
My journey. It's my journey.
It's your journey. And I don't like being in like sardine can areas. I'm like a little bit claustrophobic. So we were on the media risers. So we had like a good view of what was going on. But yeah, I'm glad that you guys were able to go up there and get the shots that you did and get that experience, because like that seemed really freaking cool. And honestly, you guys, I love the Red Bull. I love the Red Bull.
It's beautiful.
The design, like I love it. I love how shiny it is. It's gonna look so good under the lights. That's what Max said. Mm-hmm. It's like it really. The V carb looked similar to last year, I would say,
but
but I really loved the Red Bull. Yeah.
They were saying, or like I saw on Twitter somewhere, that it was like it's Seb's car, Daniel's number, and Max is driving. And I was
Oh
like,
my god,
I got
yeah.
chills. I was like, oh my god, like yeah, because it does look like the Vettel era, like Red Bull car. It's that kind of blue and it's that kind of design and it's beautiful. And like I was just like, I'm not moving. Like I just want to stare at this car for the rest of my life. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
I loved
it
it.
was really nice. And the V Carb team had their launch, their like moment too, to unveil their car. We were able to see Arvid for the first time up there in the race suit with Liam. I did like the car. Like I don't not like the car. It's just I wanted it to be shiny like the Red Bull.
The
but
mat last year was nice, but like bring it, you didn't need it again
bring it
this year.
back.
I wish, I wish that V carb did a little bit something, little switch
But
up,
what
but
I'm,
it's okay. It's okay.
V Carb does special liveries though, which Red
Yes.
Bull doesn't. Like V Carb did the pink car. V Carb did at the end of the season they had the like orangey car. Like
That's
they
true.
do those special livery releases, whereas Red Bull doesn't. So I appreciate that about V Carb more so. But yeah, no, it was super cool. And then Big Sean comes out and starts performing, and I was like, what is going on?
Literally, what is happening?
Guys,
Like I don't
the
fuck
random
with you.
like
And I was like,
rappers that I have met at these events, I didn't meet Big Sean, but like we now have a trifecta of like Flava Flav. I met Waka Flocka, and then Big Sean performs. Like I'm just collecting them like Infinity Stones.
at this point, yeah. Like it's just motorsports and rappers go hand in hand at this point. I don't know.
Love, absolutely love. Yeah. So I don't really have much else to say with the car launch. The car launch was a lot of fun. We were able to shop the Enchanté collection. Danny is Ford Racing and Enchanté collection in store there, which is cool because like you never get to shop Enchanté in store. So I loved
Yeah,
that.
I ordered they didn't have my size, so I ordered a Ford and Red Bull crew neck, which I think is being delivered this week to your place. So just keep an eye out for it, but I'll let you know. Yeah, it was a long day and like, but it was fun. And I'm like so thankful we had the opportunity to work with Ford that whole week and be part of the debriefs and to like see everything firsthand before it was like released to the world. And like, I'm so excited. Like last year I was starting to become a Max Verstappen fan just because I was like, I want him to win. But I feel like, I feel like I am. Like, I feel like it's not like a joke anymore. Like, I actually think I am a Max Verstappen fan, like a Red Bull fan. You know what I mean? I think I'm starting the year off as a Red Bull fan, which is weird. Which is weird.
Welcome.
Thank you. And like, I remember rooting for his downfall when we first started this podcast, which is wild.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyways. So actually that night, my day did not end. I then went to the Red Bull after party. Emma went to bed. Which was an interesting time as well. And I don't really have much else to say on it.
You don't need to say anything about it. It's okay.
I won't. So, and then unfortunately, Friday, everybody, you know, we're supposed to leave. We're supposed to have an event in the morning, an off-roading event that unfortunately gets canceled because of the weather. So we're not able to do that. I'm really upset about that because I honestly think that Danny may have been one of the drivers for the off-road
I was
session.
thinking that too.
And that kind of sucks a little bit, but you know, we had our time with him. I will never be ungrateful for what we were given. And instead, we got to go for a girls' brunch, and I fucking needed that brunch so bad,
It was so
so
nice.
bad. You guys, we don't eat on these trips. Well, maybe this trip more so than others, but like I don't eat on these trips. I don't even have time for breakfast most mornings because call is so early. And like it's just, I
And
never,
like
I always.
people will like, or at events, they'll walk around with like small plates and like little bite-sized stuff. But it's like, no, we need a meal. Like we need to like sit down, have a meal. So it was so nice, just like decompress, relax, no obligations. I just brunch with the girlies. That was it. And that was so nice.
I felt you guys literally like, you know how 2016 is a trend right now? I literally felt like I woke up after a house party in 2016 and went for brunch with my friends because I felt so, mind you, I had two Hugo Red Bull spritzes probably 5 hours before I went to the Red Bull after party. I felt so hungover, not because I was drinking, because Emma didn't drink. Most of the girls had like one or two. I had, yeah, those two drinks like early on in the night. It was an emotional hangover.
Yep,
It
absolutely.
was a total emotional hangover when you are exerting so much serotonin in one day. It's just depleted, and you just feel like a hungover, disgusting mess or shell of yourself. And that's
Yeah.
how I felt. But it's always nice to have the people, like the girls around you, to like make you laugh. And like we were kind of delusional. Like the laughs we were having were a little bit insane. Those are some of the
You know
best
that?
times, right?
Who was saying it was that freaking audio where it's like, I'm just really looking forward to cracking up. I haven't
Me, I
cracked yet. Was
said.
that you? I couldn't remember if it was you, if it was the other Hannah that was saying it. I'm really looking forward to just cracking up. I haven't cracked.
I said to Hannah Hall, we were at Ford New World. I was like, I literally feel like that meme that Nicole and Kate from See You on the Internet Pod posted of the kid from fucking Osmosis Jones talking about cracking up. And she was dying, but it's how I felt. Like it's just like when you have all these girls in one area, we all have like common interests. I really felt so Neha and Boston found each other. I really felt that Hannah and Zoe were like they like have the exact same humor as me and like comedic timing. And me and Hannah Hall had a good time together. And then Zoe as well. And I'm saying that because I got to spend additional 2 to 3 hours with them at the airport while we waited for our flights. So
Oh, I didn't
we
know
had,
that. That was nice.
yeah, we had flights at the exact same time. So like we took a car to the airport and ate dinner and waited for at our gates. Our gates were right beside each other. It was kind of crazy. Anyways, so I really felt like I was able to like get to know those two girls. You met them before, so like you know how funny they are and how great they are to spend time with. But I enjoyed getting to know them a little bit better. Really like feeling like we got each other on like a spiritual level, and hopefully seeing them soon because you know the year's just starting, but people are already making plans for races, and I don't know where this year is going to bring us, but it's our fourth season, it's our senior year, if you will, High School Musical senior year, and I just excited for what it's going to bring because we started the year off with a bang.
I know that was such a good way to start 2026 off and like to start the season off. And there's a lot that's happened in the last few weeks, just motorsport news in general, but like we don't have time to get into that today. So like this is just like we're up and running. Like Track Talk season 4 has started, 2026 motorsports year has started. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what this year brings. And you would have noticed we have a new podcast logo. We rebranded a little bit. We'll be posting more on our social media about the rebrand and what it means. You know, we want to go back to like our roots. Like me and Hannah started this because we were just two fangirls wanting to talk about it. Like, let's go back to that. You know, we want to. We have a fun new segment that we're going to be releasing. Can we talk about it? We can talk about it quickly.
I wouldn't call it a segment because I would say it's like an additional episode.
It's a little spinoff, I would say. We have a Track Talk spinoff called the Group Chat. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. It's with our friends, and we always say that Track Talk is like the vibe that you get when you're just in like the group chat with your besties feeling. So we're bringing that to life. So keep your eyes out for that. We're excited for that. We filmed a few episodes with our friends in Detroit, and we'll release them when we can. I'm excited.
I'm
I'm
excited
excited.
too.
I'm excited for this year. I'm excited. This is a good year.
But yeah, just to
And you
reiterate, like
graduate this year.
I do. Yes, I graduate. I do just want to reiterate that, you know, we are doing this rebrand. We're committing to it, and we really didn't want to start We didn't want to hold on to all of our experiences from Ford till we really start our rebrand. So we wanted to get this episode out and get all of our thoughts out and our thanks to everybody. And so I we wanted this is not this episode is like regular scheduled programming, but we're gonna have new segments being unveiled, like Emma said, a new spinoff type deal. Everything will be introduced within the next couple of weeks. So the rebrand has not started. It's been soft launched so far, but not hard launched, I would say. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And then lastly, I'm just going to give out thanks. So thank you to the Ford team, to Georgia, who was just an absolute blessing to work with all week, and her team of Megan and Michaela, and then Dan is their boss, and he is the best as well. We just love working with Ford Racing. They are just such a dream. They're like just a, they themselves are like a good group chat of girls.
Yeah, they're just so fun.
So much fun. And then also thanks to Boston. Obviously, you guys know and love Boston. We know and love Boston. She was able to make the trip out as well and spend this fun week with us, getting content for us. You'll notice if you've seen anything on social media that Boston is often the one who's in the background, holding phones, getting B-roll, holding bags, and that is it means way more to us than she knows, I think, because none of any of those social clips could be possible without Boston. And we are just so thankful that she is on our team and is just also just a joy to hang out with. Thank you to you guys for listening to us, for being patient with us through this rebrand, for heading into this senior year with us. And it'll be a year to remember. I'm trying to make a High School Musical joke.
it.
And yeah, just genuinely thanks to everybody. And we really could not have done this without you. So let's go Ford Racing and Red Bull Racing 2026. And we're so pumped for the rest of what's to come.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited. I think we can end it there. We're keeping our sign off, right? We're not changing that.
I wouldn't change our sign off.
It's like I
That's
like our
like,
sign off.
I like our sign off.
Okay, well then this has been a recap of one of the most incredible weeks of our lives with Red Bull and Ford Racing.
We are Track Talk.
Good job for now.